Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, let's go through the obs and the passing thoughts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Texans fall to the Bears 0-2-1. Tyler Johnson inactive. I don't believe Tyler Johnson is the savior, but I'm surprised that he hasn't been able to get on the field in some way, shape, or form. Again, who knows what he is? Tampa Bay didn't want him. But I'm a little bit surprised by that.
I am too. I thought it would happen, and I don't think it's injury related anymore. I guess it could be, but clearly he's not ready to get on the field. They got Philip Dorsett back on the field. It's been kind of just back and forth, which is an indication of just how uncertain they are.
How hilarious was it that the first snap of the game was fumbled by the Bears? Was there anything more appropriate? You have people clowning this game, talking bad about it. First play, fumbled snap.
That was an ugly game. There were a lot of ugly games yesterday. There were some beauties.
Oh, they saved the ugliest for last.
The two national games, that's actually one of my passing thoughts, but we'll get to that. Let's get to yours.
The Bears coming away with 3 points on their opening drive. It was actually really, really amusing and kind of a huge indictment on Lovie Smith's defense. Just look at what they did. They had a fumbled snap on the first play. The QB tripped over his own blocker. And then they had a 29-yard QB scramble, and they ended up getting 3 points.
It was
bad news Bears.
It was the bad news Bears, literally. And that was like the highlight for Justin Fields was that run.
Jordan Akins was back. And not only was he back, on 3rd-and-1, on the first Texans possession, they lined Jordan Akins out wide. And they decided, I don't even think they read the defense. Davis Mills just decided that he was going to go to Jordan Akins no matter what, man-to-man.
He's done that a lot.
Akins ran the slant. Mills threw it incomplete. I guess when you have Jordan Akins one-on-one, you just got to take advantage of it. when you get old 88 man-to-man, you just got to go to him no matter what.
I think they're just throwing stuff up against the wall when it comes to the tight end position. Maybe O.J. Howard this week. Nah, let's go with Jordan Akins. You want to try somebody else? Yeah. What's Brevin Jordan doing? Nah, not much.
David Montgomery. As soon as he left in the first quarter, you thought the Texans were going to get a break.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a break. And then this Herbert guy comes in, and Herbert is more explosive than David Montgomery. He ends up scoring 2 touchdowns, 150 yards. Say what you want about the Texans. They are a lucky, lucky, lucky team when it comes to injuries. And that's going to continue this week against the Chargers.
They're banged up big time. But you went through the list earlier. For as lucky as they've been with the injuries that they've, you know, the opposing teams have had, they should have had a win by now, but they don't.
111 rushing yards in the first quarter. 16 teams in the NFL allowed less than 111 yards per game. So half the teams in the NFL allow less rushing yards over the course of an entire game than the Texans did in the first quarter.
I mean, what am I supposed to say to that? I mean, they're the worst team in the NFL against the run by 45 yards a game. 45 yards a game, they're the worst team. There's not a whole lot you can add other than that is awful.
I asked this again because I asked it last week. Are we sure Chris Moore isn't the second best receiver on this team?
No, but I think for him to be that wide open and, you know, Davis Mills threw that lollipop up there, which he was able to catch. That one right there either had to be the best move ever by a wide receiver or some sort of blown coverage. There wasn't anybody within 8 yards of him.
All of Davis Mills, and I don't know what to make of this, but all of Davis Mills' touchdown passes this year have come to tight ends that were barely on the team.
That's what I mean.
For a long time period. You had two to the juice man, mm-hmm. O.J. Howard, I think less than two weeks removed from being released by the Bills. And then Jordan Akins comes back. He got signed a short time ago, and he finds him. All three touchdown passes have been to tight ends that weren't even with the team for a long time.
Yeah, they're just kind of spitballing at the tight end position, and that's what he's relying on.
You know what the Texans should do if they want to solve all their problems? Going through the landlocked ops here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 16.
I know where you're going with
this. They need to just have a full team roundtable within the loop.
It's on Thursday.
Because week one, Jerry Hughes joined us.
Wasn't that a Thursday also?
Yeah, on Thursday, Jerry Hughes joined us. He was the second highest rated defensive player in the entire NFL. And then last Thursday, Jalen Petrie joined us, and he had two interceptions. So if they want to solve all their problems, they just need to have a team roundtable within the loop.
How about
on
all the linebackers?
I don't know if we can do that. I don't know if we can help that much.
Yeah.
The momentum, and it's hard to say. Like, I know a lot of coaches don't like to say, you know, one play cost us. And I know Lovey kind of rolled his eyes at it. But I truly believe that that interception in the end zone that Davis Mills forced to Brandon Cooks, the momentum was so much on the Texans' side that if they score that touchdown, I don't think the Bears ever recover from it, because you're talking about a two-possession lead against a Bears team that they weren't even trying to move the ball. They were protecting Justin Fields a lot. That lack of ability to take advantage of things, that's where the game became a ball game, and that was probably Mills' most costly interception. And he kind of contradicted himself yesterday at the podium. First he said that he thought that Brandon Cooks was open. Then he said the DB was right there and made a play. So he kind of said both things there.
That ball could have been intercepted twice by the first DB that tipped it and then him. And to your point, the Bears would have had to throw the ball more, which would have been playing into the Texans' hands as well.
Lovie Smith got some OG respect yesterday.
I almost wrote down the same thing as I saw you tweet this.
I tweeted this out, I'm tweeting it out right now at Landry Locker. Lovie Smith worked an official on an incomplete pass to Nico Collins. I put the video up, and he talked to that ref, and on the very next play, the ref threw a random flag that I don't think any other ref saw.
It wasn't holding. He was Pat Riley, man. He was Jeff Van Gundy. He was working the ref on the sideline there and got the call on the next trip. Absolutely. 100% agree.
Damian Pierce was an absolute beast early on. I don't have any way of proving this. I just know that when you're carrying the ball 20 times and you've only carried the ball 10 or more times, 7 times the last 4 years, it seems like there's a possibility that you might get tired, you might not be used to it, or you might not be built for it. And maybe eventually he can maybe get to that point, but I do think we got to keep in mind that this is not something that he's done. Like, more times than not, when a running back is drafted, maybe not all the time, they're at least used to carrying the ball 15 times a game or something like that. Hell, sometimes you get guys in the sixth round, and they were workhorse backs in college, and you're bringing them in. I mean, this guy did not get a lot of carries at Florida, so when you're having to ask him to carry the ball 20, 25 times, it's not familiar territory. So these fumbles, they might happen. Like, it's realistic to think that they might happen.
This is where I disagree with you a little bit. I do think it's realistic to think that when a rookie gets the ball that much, the fumbles might happen. But for him to get fewer carries there at the end.
No, I don't agree with the decision.
Yeah.
You're saying the fumbles.
I agree with that part.
Let me make this clear.
Yeah.
They need to have a backup running back that can spell him. They don't. They have one of the oldest, worst running backs in the NFL right now, Rex Burkhead. He's the fifth most inefficient runner in the NFL. and the ones in front of him are facing like way heavier fronts. So they need a backup back, and fumbles are going to happen. So get over it.
Yeah.
Get over it. We don't need to like sit him on. They didn't even lose the fumble that we're complaining about,
right,
too.
Right. I think they were kind of overthinking it then, or maybe old school coaching ways. But I do think I do agree with you on the part that the fumbles would happen.
Jordan Akins needs to be active every week. He's better than Brevin Jordan right now.
I mean, to this week, weren't we saying that about O.J. Howard after week one?
Well, both of them do.
I mean.
But Brevin Jordan Akins is better than Brevin Jordan, right?
I think he is better than Brevin Jordan.
I mean, he blocks better.
Yes.
A little more well-rounded.
Yeah, I will agree with that.
What did you think of Lovie Smith deciding to kick the field goal to take the 17-13 lead rather than going for
it? I was good with it. I think you have to understand what the opposing team is doing and what they could potentially do.
I was good with that.
They weren't the Chiefs.
Now, Chicago did respond with a touchdown. Herbert all over the place. He ends up getting his second touchdown, and that kind of messed things up. And then you had the fake punt. Our guy Frank Ross with the fake punt.
More in the loop mojo.
Fourth and one, Frank Ross, fake punt. No brainer. I thought it was going to be an interesting decision by Lovie to punt, but they get the first down on the fake punt.
Yeah, and well executed with the guy in motion and all that.
The completion to Philip Dorsett on the sidelines, it might have been the best throw that Davis Mills had all season. He bought some time, found him in the corner. Philip Dorsett catches the rock after not being active previously. That was the best play that Davis Mills has made all year.
What's sad is I can only think of one other that would be in the competition, and we can remember both of his great throws.
Jalen Petrie's second interception was a Justin Fields interception. I mean, that and the Texans' inability to once again take advantage of that, that's when you knew it was. This is the second time in as many weeks that the Texans have had just an amazing opportunity to just snatch the momentum of a game. And Davis Mills, he went up there, he talked about momentum yesterday. I think he mentioned it a few times. When Christian Kirksey makes the play that he did last week and you don't take advantage of it, and then Jalen Petrie makes the play he did this week and you don't take advantage of it,
yeah,
those are the momentum things. Oh, and by the way, whenever you're at the one-yard line and you have a chance to go up double digits against the Chicago Bears, that's momentum. Like, their inability to take advantage of momentum when you can just feel it is maddening.
It is maddening, and it's not just on Davis Mills as much as we've been talking about him. It's also on the play calling on Pep Hamilton.
Final observation, and this is the theme of the game to me. One coach didn't trust his second-year quarterback, and he was rewarded for it with his second win of the season. Another one did, lining up in empty at the end of the game, and it backfired. The other thing about going empty in that situation with the Texans when it was third and one, instead of running the ball, is even if you don't pick it up, the Bears aren't going to try to beat you. Like, it's not like you're like in huge jeopardy of, you know, punting it back to the Bears. Like, as soon as you punted it, they were going to take a knee. We're going to overtime.
We're going to be 20-20 again. How about that?
Ooh-wee.
Two ties.
We were talking about 0-1-2.
Same score, too.
That would have been legit.
That would have been wild.
That would have been legit. But those are the landlocked obs. You can read them on sportsradio610.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's have some OG passing thoughts.
I've got
now.
Some passing thoughts. Some of them are going to be, I'm eliminating the ones that are overlapping with yours. So mine are just like crazy thoughts that enter my head as I'm watching the game. Justin Fields always looks surprised when one of his passes is caught. Did you notice that? He kind of like shot puts it, and he's like, oh, wow, they caught it. Well, let me get to another passing thought that I had on Justin Fields. I'm not so sure I've ever seen a big-time athlete look more awkward than Justin Fields. Like, he's falling down. He's tripping. He's just kind of like, he's an elite athlete. We know this. But he just looks awkward. Like he's stumbling around. He's just uncoordinated. It's the most bizarre thing ever going on with Justin Fields in Chicago right
now.
They're 2-1. Here's a passing thought. Anyone miss Tim Kelly?
No. No.
Does Davis Mills miss Tim Kelly?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't miss Tim Kelly.
Oh, I don't either.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I do wonder about Pep Hamilton, though.
Yeah.
I do have concerns about Pep Hamilton.
No question about it.
A little bit. I mean, there's a couple of things. Although I don't know how much better things could go if he – I don't know. Offense just sucks.
A couple more here. Why exactly did Lovie call that timeout with 40 seconds left in the half? And then Matt Eberflus immediately says, hold my beer, and lets the clock run out. What's going on?
Well, Eberflus doesn't trust his quarterback.
Just wanted to get to – yeah, but they're giving the Texans the ball to start the second half. Got to take at least a couple of shots, right?
No. Did he? They won.
No, he didn't.
They won.
All right, here's another one. So we thought Roquan Smith was not going to play. He missed Wednesday's and Thursday's practice and was limited on Friday. Suffice it to say, he played. 16 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and an interception.
It looked like Jefferson at Fast
Times. Dude, that tackle he had on Damian Pierce, he just absolutely... planted
what a
him.
Player.
Dude, he's a stud, man. If he doesn't play, the Texans win. Right? If he stays injured or unable to go. Little diversion here, just another thought that crossed my head. The Jaguars are going to win this division, right?
I don't know. I mean, I laid out the hope for first place after that. Like every team in the, we'll get into this when we go around the league. Every team in the AFC South won yesterday.
When we thought they were all going to lose.
Yeah. They were all dogs.
Yeah.
If you would have done a parlay and taken all three, I mean, you would be
rolling in it.
I mean, rolling.
Yeah.
Massively mm-hmm. rolling.
Yeah. Are we supposed to forget Justin Britt, that he existed? No, seriously. It's 10 days. It's been 10 days. Hey, we'll get you an update this afternoon. Are we just supposed to, like, ignore it and it'll go away? Is that what the Texans are doing?
I don't know what's going on.
Center got hurt yesterday, by the way. Fortunately, not seriously.
Well, the third stringer is better than Britt, too. No, Morrissey's better than Britt.
But what is going on? Well, we'll tell you. We'll tell you this afternoon. Yeah, we'll have an update. That's 10 days ago. Are we just supposed to, like, let it go?
I have. Have you not?
I have not. I'm just curious more than anything. James Lofton would have been the third best receiver for the Texans yesterday. Isn't he like 60 years old, 65
Man,
years
Dorsett
old?
Man, Dorsett did. Nico Collins and Chris Moore did all right.
I was looking at this. Thought
given their opportunities. You know, Rex Burkhead had the second most targets, 5.
Yeah, yeah.
5 targets.
The thing that gets me, I guess this is another passing thought. Brandon Cooks is getting targeted a lot, and they are not connecting.
Yesterday he didn't.
10? I thought it was 10.
I thought it was 7.
Was it just 7?
7 or 8.
I'll have to look again.
Let's check. Maybe
score.
They redid it. Because it was actually the least amount he's been targeted. Now, it's not a normal. Like I heard, there were some listeners yesterday I was talking to that were saying, oh, Brandon Cooks needs more targets. I was like, are you kidding me?
They're not catching. He's not catching the ball.
Yeah, he had seven.
Seven, but yeah, three catches, right?
Yeah, that's the least that he's been targeted, though. But, yeah, he gets targeted. They can't connect.
Yeah.
They don't even seem like they're on the
to
same
page.
To
be fair, Davis Mills throwing it all over the place. Like, throwing it to the DB, throwing it at his feet, throwing it high or whatever. One more, and this is just as a result of the game ending relatively soon, and they go to the next game, which was a wild finish. I get that this is big-time NFL football, but, hey, Ken Dorsey.
Dude, what a goofball.
Lighten up,
what a loser.
Francis.
He's an idiot.
Lighten up.
He's an idiot. He should honestly be suspended for throwing that much of a fit.
It was embarrassing.
No, I mean.
This is a big-time business. I get it. We all take things seriously.
There's a difference between getting pissed off. Like, even, like, slamming something down just one time. Like, if you just want to just
and then he's, like, just doing it four or five times, throwing paper.
You look like a punk.
Yeah, like, he's like a little brat.
Like, even if he broke the window, it would be less obnoxious than what he was doing. He was just being
ridiculous. Other guys in the room were great. The one that just kind of slid back in his chair, like, ignoring it. Yeah. The one kind of giving him the side eye.
He looked like a goofball.
And then one person we don't know just covered the camera with his hand.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to
lighten up, Francis. That was pathetic. Lighten up.
That was pitiful.
Yeah.
Speaking of the league, let's go around the league. The state of the AFC South might not be as bad as we thought it had, and there's a lot of crazy stuff that went on yesterday. None more crazy than what went on in Miami and what went on in Indianapolis.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, let's go around the league, man. I laid it out. The dream first place scenario for the Texans because, let's be honest, everyone in the division was an underdog.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
There was one loser in the AFC South. There was one team that walked off the field with their tail between their legs. That team was the Houston Texans. Everyone else in the division won, and they were impressive wins and crazy wins, to say the least. We start with the Tennessee Titans. They top Las Vegas 24-22. Derrick Henry, 20 carries for 85 yards. The Titans get their first dub. Las Vegas, 0-3. Only 0-3 team in the entire NFL. Texans and Las Vegas are the only two winless squads in the entire league. I still think Las Vegas can turn it around, although it's going to be tough in that division. But Tennessee gets the dub. They needed the dub. They were in very, very, very big danger, and they escaped with the win.
I just don't know what to make of the Titans just yet. We got to watch them.
They're
some
not
more.
Great.
But yes, I don't think they're good. And I think Las Vegas is a lot better than they've
shown.
Now
they're going to run all over the Texans.
Yeah. I think Vegas is a better team than they. They've had some hard luck losses, man. Big time. Talk about the Texans, and then, you know, they have as well.
Kansas City falls to the Indianapolis Colts 20-17. Now, this one could be kind of misleading. I'm not going to sit here and say that Indianapolis has turned the corner, because listen to this. Listen to this special teams. You think the Kansas City special teams coach is getting crap right now?
Yeah.
They had a muff punt by Sky Moore at the 4-yard line. Indianapolis recovered that. Their kicker, Harrison Butker, is out. Matt Amendola had a missed extra point. They then tried to fake a field goal from the 24 up 4. They failed to convert that. And then Amendola missed a 34-yarder on the next possession. So they had a missed field goal, a missed extra point, a failed fake field goal, which they probably wouldn't have tried had they had their normal kicker. and they end up losing 20-17. So you could chalk this down to some flukiness and the fact that their kicker's not healthy.
And Chris Jones had an unsportsmanlike that was brutal for the Chiefs. All that said, you know, Indy did hold them, you know, underneath the outside of their normal scoring range, and
that's true.
And they did get the W there.
Colts defense, Jags 38, the Chargers 10. Now the Chargers are really beat up, which is another break for the Texans. Joey Bosa suffered a groin injury. Rashawn Slater had a bicep injury. Jalen Guyton, he went to the locker room on a cart after hobbling off the field. Justin Herbert's playing with hurt ribs. Keenan Allen didn't play with a hammy. J.C. Jackson has an ankle injury, and their starting center's out with a knee injury. Other than that,
is that all?
Chargers are in pretty good shape. But the Jags win 38-10. Total beatdown. Jags in first place in the AFC South. They're over 500 for the first time since the 2020 opener, and they scored over 30 points in each game this season. First time in 2 years they've done that.
That's absolutely nuts. Doug Peterson, take a bow. Trevor Lawrence, oh, by the way.
Oh, God, I know where this is going, and yes, it was stupid when it was being said, and, yeah. and let's just cut it out now.
Davis Mills is the best in that rookie class. All right, stop that. Just go ahead and stop
that. I hated that. See, I hated that when it was going on. But, yeah.
He's still the best. I've seen that. I don't know who it was, but I've seen that today. You know, he's still the best. Watch a game, for God's sakes. Holy smokes.
I hated that so much, the Mills comparisons to second year guys. Buffalo versus Miami. You want some crazy stats? Could I interest you guys in some crazy stats?
Hit me with some crazy stats.
So Miami wins the game 21-19. Mike McDaniel is 3-0. Listen to this. This is why, like, a Matt Eberflus is a good coach, because you find a way to be 2-1 with Justin Fields when things aren't going your way. Listen to these effing stats. The Bills outgained the Dolphins 497-212. They picked up 31 first downs to Miami's 15.
Yeah.
Buffalo had drives of 10, 14, 17, and 20 plays, and they held the ball for 41 minutes. So 497-212 on yards, 31-15 on first downs, 41-19 in time of possession, and Miami still finds a way to win the game 21-19.
Bend but don't break, Landry. Come on now, Bend but. Now, actually, there was something to that. Josh Allen threw the ball 63 times in this game. So they were just keeping everything in front. They were giving Josh Allen his due, but they made the plays when it counted. And that was the game, of course, where Ken Dorsey went nuts at the end.
Yeah, get over yourself, Ken Dorsey.
Yeah.
Baltimore 37, New England 26.
Baby Lamar.
Ravens right now, they're down to their fourth string left tackle. So Lamar Jackson's doing this with his fourth string left tackle. Ronnie Stanley remains inactive with an ankle injury. And then Juwan James suffered a season-ending Achilles injury. And their other guy went out in the first quarter with a left ankle. So Baltimore's down to their fourth string left tackle. And you know what? Lamar Jackson's still doing his thing.
Let the Laramie Tunsil rumors begin.
I think they like Ronnie Stanley okay. Cincinnati 27, the Jets 12. Bengals finally get a dub, although Bengals can't run the ball. That might be a problem. For whatever reason, they can't run the ball. Someone was bringing this up yesterday or Friday when I was having dinner with a friend, and he said Zach Taylor's the most overrated coach in the NFL. He said the guy sucks.
Really?
It was a fluke run to the Super Bowl. He doesn't know what he's doing, and 3 years from now, the Bengals will have a different coach.
I hadn't heard anything close to that. Yeah,
I hadn't heard that take, but there we go.
Yeah.
Detroit 24, Minnesota 28. Lions actually got out to a 14-0 lead, but the Vikings come through with the dub to improve to 2-1. Dalvin Cook, though, tell me if you've heard this before, Dalvin Cook fantasy owners, hurt the shoulder.
Yeah, this was one of our.
If Alexander Mattison is available in your league, pick him up right now. Right now, if your waivers are such to where you can just pick them up anytime, if Alexander Madison's available, first of all, what kind of league are you in? Second of all, pick him up right now.
There's an Adam Thielen sighting in this game as well. He hadn't been doing a whole lot.
He's old. He's as old as Rex Burkhead.
But
he's actually good.
Yeah.
New Orleans 14, Carolina 22. Baker was bad, really bad. Now, LaVisca Chenault got a touchdown, but Baker Mayfield It's to the point where I was reading the ESPN, the Nugs, and the writer out there asked the question, is Baker Mayfield's job 100% safe? That's how bad he's been.
Davis Mills, I think, is 31st in completion percentage. You know who's 32nd?
Baker.
Baker Mayfield.
Philadelphia 24, Washington 8. Eagles just keep looking better and better. And we've talked about this run defense. We've talked about their ability to run the ball. We've talked about A.J. Brown. Don't look now, but Devontae Smith is finding his groove. He had 169 yards and a touchdown. Eagles got a very good receiving core. They got a very good run game. They got a very good defense. They're a dark horse Super Bowl contender.
I don't think it's dark horse anymore. I really don't.
I mean, I hate saying that, but the Eagles are a dark – I mean, they're
legit.
Like they're very legit.
If you're doing power rankings right now –
they're very legit.
Right?
Like, very legit.
Mm-hmm. And we both liked them coming into the season.
Yeah, I liked them to win the East.
I don't think any of us thought they were going to be this good.
I mean, I liked them to win the East, but I didn't, like, sit here and say, okay, we're going to be talking – damn sure didn't think it would be this clear.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it could build into something, but my God,
they
Eagles.
They got the D-line going. They got everything going.
They got two awesome corners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bradberry and Slay.
Mm-hmm.
They're good, man. They are really good. Atlanta finally gets a win. They've been flirting with one last couple of weeks. They beat Seattle 27-23. Pack versus Tampa Bay. Green Bay wins 14-12. Tampa Bay, they had some miscommunication on a two-point conversion to tie the game late. They were going to run the ball with Leonard Fournette. However, there was a delay of game. That pushes them back 5 yards. Tom Brady then tries to force it. He has no receivers right now. His top three guys are out. And the Green Bay Packers get the dub over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm going to revisit this during confessions, believe it or not. This game and another one. And I think you may just agree with me. What's going on in the NFL right now with these premier games?
These old guys?
Put a pin in that.
TB12 and A-Rod out there.
Mm-hmm.
Rams win 20-12 over the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona falls to 1-2, could easily be 0-3. San Francisco yesterday, I've always said there's no such thing as an ugly football game.
Yeah, there is.
This tried to test that theory. Although I still enjoyed it. Jimmy Garoppolo ran out of the back of the end zone. Dan Orlovsky was thrilled. He was bailed out. I think he immediately tweeted victory afterwards. This one has to sting for Kyle Shanahan because just put yourself in Kyle Shanahan's shoes, former OC with the Texans. Mm-hmm. So you've already accepted the fact that you were over Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
Like 2 years ago, you made the trade for Trey Lance,
mm-hmm.
and you drafted Trey Lance to be your quarterback of the future. You go through a season with Jimmy Garoppolo. He ends up breaking your heart in the NFC Championship game. You then tell yourself, I'm moving on from Jimmy
We're
Garoppolo.
We're done. This time I really mean it.
We're done. The season plays out, and there was a report that the Commanders had actually agreed to a trade,
mm-hmm.
but the shoulder surgery put it on hold. So Kyle Shanahan sits there. He publicly says, yeah, we're pretty much done with him.
Yeah.
And then it ends up being a situation where Jimmy Garoppolo is your backup quarterback. You have Trey Lance. So you keep him around as a backup. Trey Lance gets hurt, so you got to roll with Garoppolo. And Jimmy Garoppolo in Denver, where, keep in mind, Kyle Shanahan grew up in Denver.
Yeah.
His dad was the Super Bowl coach. He's mm-hmm. running around the locker room. Mm-hmm. You know Denver means a lot to him still.
Yeah.
He goes out there, and Jimmy Garoppolo completely embarrasses him on national TV. I would love to just sit down and hear what Kyle Shanahan, like just having a beer with Kyle Shanahan and hearing what he has to say about this, because he has to just be embarrassed and disgusted.
And it was against a team that was awful as well. I mean, they couldn't do anything either.
Denver's 2-1. You got all these all these 2-1 teams that are able to find ways to win games, despite not being very good. That's around the NFL. Coming up, the weekend of pigskin. Davis Mills, he's accepting responsibility. Say what you want about old Davis, but he's accepting responsibility. Can't say the same for one of the college coaches around here. Next.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Davis Mills has 12 career interceptions. 11 have come on the road. However, he is taking responsibility for his actions, which is more than you can say for a college coach round here that might be on the hot seat.
Here that's is nuts.
Davis Mills talking about how much blame he's willing to take for his mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take responsibility for it. Obviously, turned the ball over late in the game, and we needed it. And that's the quarterback's job, is be able to protect the football and start building drives and moving us down the field to put ourselves in a position to win the games. So I'll take responsibility for it. But
yeah,
I thought overall we played well today.
No, you didn't.
Just a tough result.
What?
That was the
wait. What?
That was the best part.
I wasn't even focusing on that.
No,
part.
And then he said no. And then he said,
"Hold up."
Yeah. Yeah, and
hold,
then
hold up.
Then he said the defense played well.
Hold up.
I thought I played another clip for a minute. I had to double check.
Hold up.
There's another one that I was listening to. Hold on, Flandry. I'm sorry.
Hold up.
But he said that, and I went, what? And then he said in another one, and we have it, but just trust me on this, that the defense played well.
Hold up.
They're getting us the ball. Wait, the defense played well?
Hold up. What did he just say?
He said the defense played well.
He just said we played well today?
We played well today.
Who?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take responsibility for it. Obviously, turned the ball over late in the game, and we needed it. And that's the quarterback's job, is be able to protect the football and start building drives and moving us down the field to put ourselves in a position to win the games. So I'll take responsibility for it. But I thought overall we played well today.
Okay.
Tough result.
All right. Yeah, you can't be it and say something like that.
No.
Like you're just living in la la land. You're a robot. If you think that y'all played well yesterday, That's a damn shame. That's disappointing. But he did take responsibility for playing well, I guess. I don't know. But he took responsibility. Here was Dana Holgorsen.
Mm.
Dana Holgorsen. U of H almost lost to Rice.
We talked about that like it was going to be like, well, they won't really lose to Rice, will they?
It was a 34-27 win by the Cougs. And it was another display of complete slop. Coming up when we play the hits, you'll hear Dana Holgorsen and what he had to say about that. Let's play the hits right now.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day.
You're listening to In the Loop
with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
You sure?
No.
Here's Dana Holgorsen talking about the lack of discipline that the Cougs have shown the last few weeks, including their win against Rice.
Somehow we figured out a way to win. You know, a lot of stupid stuff once again. I ain't taking responsibility for that. I mean, at some point, we got to quit doing that. But, you know, I don't know how many penalties we had, probably 20. I don't know. Coached the same way for 32 years, and it's hard, and it's getting irritated.
I ain't taking responsibility for that.
You have to.
Does he just want to? Is he done?
I think he wants to get fired.
You think he's over this?
I think he's over it. He did the same thing at West Virginia at the end of his career, just kind of shrugging his shoulders, and everybody wanted him out. He could read the writing on the wall. You know, he'd been through all the restaurants and bars there, and
casinos,
and done his thing.
Been kicked out of a few casinos.
Been kicked out of a few casinos.
How drunk do you have to get, by the way? And look. Shout out to the Cougs, big game this week against Tulane. But how drunk do you have to get to be the head man, big honcho at West Virginia and get kicked out of a casino?
Pretty dang
multiple
drunk.
Times.
Yeah, I think we've all been drunk in a casino. I told you the story about me and Frank Borkowski, that you know, like getting so wasted in a casino. I didn't get kicked out.
Have you ever been kicked out of a bar?
Never, not once.
But
not once.
And you probably have a lot of benefit of doubt when you're the head coach of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there?
You can get away with anything, and yes, I have, in West Virginia.
I mean, it was a rhetorical question, but I mean,
yeah.
You got to be like a god there. They mm-hmm. kicked God out of the casino four or five times or whatever it was.
And how about
allegedly,
like,
I think.
I'm not taking responsibility for that?
Crazy. It's just crazy.
They're in a bad, we've been mentioning it the last couple of weeks, and it's getting worse.
College football weekend that was. Let's just go through and let's start with your Aggies. Aggies top Arkansas 23-21. I thought they were going to win. You thought they were going to win. I'm sure Clint Sterner is going to be ticked off today at 2 o'clock as Reaction Monday continues, presented by Churrasco's. Big takeaway from the Aggies dub.
They made plays.
Oh,
they, because the reason I'm – let me set this up. Because – Ron the Show Hughley, I didn't really pay attention too much to Clint saying this, but others, like, boy, the Razorbacks are really going to regret giving this away. Who'd they give it to? There was three players on the goal line. I'm serious, and I'll mention this to show. Who did Arkansas give this away to? So they're going into the end zone. The linebacker, Russell, I guess, hits KJ Jefferson. Chappelle picks up the ball, makes a heads-up play to move, makes an even more heads-up play to hand the ball off to Damani Richardson. That's giving it away? No, that's a big-time play right there. Now let's talk about second.
You're talking about when Arkansas had a chance to go take up 21-7. A 14-point lead in A&M.
They gave it to him? No, they hit the ball out. They caught the ball, and then they lateraled the ball. That's a big-time play. That's number one. Second and 30. Or was it third and 30? I think it was second and 30. Complete to Anaya Smith. That's a big-time play. After getting manhandled in the first quarter, the defense completely shuts down Arkansas's vaunted lineman and running game for 2.5 quarters. I really want to know what they gave. Oh, and by the way, they had a field goal that hit the top of the goalpost. Tell me what happened one possession earlier. The Aggies missed a field goal. This whole concept, they gave it to him. No, the Aggies made some big-time plays.
Boy, their coach went dumb at the end, though.
Yeah, he did.
Arkansas was trying to bleed the clock. This is the first coach I've ever seen use two of his final three timeouts in the final 2:20 when you're trying to bleed the clock down.
Yeah.
What the hell was Sam Pittman doing there?
He's helping the Aggies. I mean, he's helping the Aggies right there.
So they didn't give it to him?
That was, like, bizarre. But I get it. People are upset because their team, you know, got beat. But it's just like, let's just set the record straight here. They didn't give him anything. Was it second and 30 or third and 30?
You feel better?
No, I'm just responding to what we're doing here.
You feel
man.
Good?
I feel good. I also feel good.
Texas loses to Texas Tech 37-34.
Did you give it to him?
I mean, they just lost. I mean, Texas, the whole thing with Texas is this, and I said it last week. I put them on upset alert. They're playing their backup quarterback right now, and they don't you don't know what their coach is. Like, I heard some people like trying to crown Sark for, you know, playing Alabama close. Who gives a rat's ass if you play Alabama close?
You said it. I got to give you credit.
And the other thing is this. Like, this is the thing, like, that my problem is with Sark. And I'm not saying Sark isn't good at what he does, but what I'm saying is if we can all agree on one thing, if we're just all going to agree on what Sark has done best right now, the thing that he has done best is he recruited last year and he managed to keep the talent level high at the University of Texas. Yes. You could do that. Like, if you give me NIL dollars, I couldn't draw up an offense like Sark. I couldn't scheme like Sark. I might have some better in-game management than Sark, but that's neither here nor there. But anyone in the world with the NIL dollars in Austin – could recruit level.
Walk into a high school with that logo on.
Anyone could do that. Go into Austin, see where all the money is, see how much money you're going to get. Anyone could do that.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting.
I didn't get to watch a lot of that game. I was driving out to Katy, to Cooper. Shout out to everybody who showed up. That was a big time. You showed up. That was a lot of fun. Good barbecue. But from what I went back and watched a lot of it. Actually, watching it last night. Texas has some really good skill people, man.
No, they're
like really good skill people that they're not using.
They'll be fine.
I mean, they're not using as much as they should.
Talent's fine, but yeah. It's just terrible. And by the way, I miss the days of getting all the calls, man. Those days are gone. Good God. Jeez. My goodness. But shout out to Coach McGuire in Texas Tech. Baylor 31, Iowa State 24. The Bears, this really wasn't as close as the score says. Baylor played pretty well. TCU 42, SMU 34. TCU taking on Oklahoma this week. Oklahoma lost to Kansas State 34-41. So we'll see what TCU really is made of.
I was a little surprised
by that.
A
lot of speed there.
Yeah.
A lot of speed there. And SMU, not too shabby themselves. Clemson goes to overtime. They top Wake 51-45. This one was just a back and forth. You thought Clemson was going to lose. They find a way to get the win. Final play on a touchdown.
You ready for all the Sam Hartman talk to start with the Texans? Wake Forest quarterback. He's really good. He's legit good.
A lot of good guys. Yeah. Michigan survives Maryland 34-27. Tennessee holds off Florida 38-33. Florida tried to rally a little bit. In Middle Tennessee, my goodness, they beat Miami 45-31. Maybe Miami wasn't that good. Maybe Miami just wasn't that good.
Huge win right there.
But the win of the week, definitely the Aggies over Arkansas.
Yeah, so, that was a big. Kansas State, of course, beats OU.
They did.
And that was another. Martinez, how many teams has he played for now?
Seven, I think. NFL is going to have a flag football game / skills challenge now instead of the Pro Bowl. Peyton Manning and his Omaha Productions company, they're going to help shape the programming and promote the event's content throughout the week. So the NFL is replacing the Pro Bowl. I actually think flag football might be more dangerous than the Pro Bowl.
I don't know. I didn't watch the Pro Bowl. I'm not going to watch this. It's the only football I just refuse to watch.
Peyton Manning's in charge, though. I thought you watched Peyton Manning.
I'm a big Peyton Manning fan.
Are you going to watch Peyton Manning tonight? Cowboys, Giants?
They're on tonight, aren't they?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Cowboys, Giants.
Yeah, I like watching that.
Sucks.
No, it does not.
Sucks when you have Joe and Troy. I don't want to watch Manning and them.
I will say I've watched more of Joe and Troy, but I can't quit Peyton, man.
When I'm watching Eli and Peyton now that there's like a really A-team broadcast, I feel like I'm at the bar and someone just won't shut up when I'm watching the game. That's what I feel like when I'm watching these
guys. That's a good analogy. Like you're watching a game. So like the guy we were sitting next to you weren't there when he really opened up. So we were watching the Aggie game.
Yeah.
The dude to our left. He was a diehard
good
Aggie.
Good dude.
God almighty, he wouldn't shut up.
He was into it.
He would not shut up.
He was in the class of 2022.
Trying to watch the game here.
He was trying to watch it too. He's being your bro.
He was talking a lot.
Oh my gosh.
That person. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
He was great, dude.
Yeah, I think that's good too. Yeah. Oh boy. It was rough.
They got the dub though.
Can't be rude though.
Well, you just kind of were.
Well, no, I didn't say who it was.
You just kind of were. Guy sitting by you having the time of his life getting to talk to you. You say, come out and hang out with me at Cooper's. He hangs out with you, and now all of a sudden.
You just lost a listener.
No. I hope he listens all the time. I'm glad he does.
But now you're just bashing him.
But he wouldn't shut up. I didn't say who he was.
We might have to revisit this Friday at 1:20.
I didn't identify this.
If he's listening, he knows who he is.
No, I was talking to a lot of people.
Oh no, this sounds like a slime ball nomination.
Slime me.
There you go.
Don't
hear that again.
Don't say you wouldn't agree with me.
Well, I would have kept it to myself, sir. I think you might be a listener.
I was very, very nice to him.
Is it time for the Texans to move on from Davis Mills? Not next year, right now. We'll discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.